Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The reacquisition of Keenan Allen is kind of a linchpin. Man, he's a steady Eddie. He's been around Herbert in the past. You can tell he's certainly a security blanket. You throw him in with the emergence of Johnson and McConkie, man, they're a dangerous group.
Yes, it is time to take a look at the other side. There's Mike Tomlin again with that Keenan Allen steady Eddie line. Keenan Allen, who has torched the Steelers in the past. It doesn't help when you put a linebacker on him for an entire game. It's the biggest blown lead in the fourth quarter in Heinz Field history.
Which linebacker were they even? Was it Spence? Were they trying to cover him with Sean Spence?
No, it was Bostic. John Bostic.
Yeah, the guy who wore the tinted visor that made me wonder if he could actually see the play at night.
The Chargers come into this game at 6-3. They have a brutal injury report on the offensive line. They have some old Steelers like Bud Dupree and Dante Jackson. And they picked up Owe, the ex-Raven in Penn Stater, who's had a big, big, big impact on their team since that trade. To break it all down is one of the greatest talk show hosts ever in Los Angeles. Matt Money Smith and the play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers, a dynamic broadcast booth on game days. It's Matt and Daniel Jeremiah doing color work for them. They are just outstanding. Matt with us right now on the fan hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. All right, Matt, what is going on at offensive tackle for the Chargers in this game on Sunday night?
What's up, Andrew? What's up, Chris? And thank you for the introduction. I appreciate it. I don't know. I think we know that Trey Pipkins is going to be your right tackle. I think left tackle probably is dependent upon Mekhi Becton's status. If Mekhi is ready to go at right guard, then I think you'll see Jamari Sawyer at left tackle. He did okay. He did all right after the alt injury. I think he's better at tackle than guard. Guard, he's just not quite strong enough. I feel like he's a little more finesse than strength.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If Becton can't go, I think it was just such a tough kind of, such a tough assignment for Foster Sorrell last week, and just thinking of what the Steelers look like, I think you'd probably drop Sawyer at guard, and then you probably have Austin Deculus if he's healthy enough.
Penning.
Yes. So Penning not up to speed yet.
Yeah, I think that's, I think that's, you know, I was talking to some people in the building yesterday, and it seemed like that's going to be a tall task to get him out there this week, that it's just too tough. And I even asked, like, what about as a sixth offensive lineman? And I'm like, eh, that would probably be like critical downs. And even then, I don't know if you're comfortable enough yet with that.
How much is this team's effort to run the ball now hindered by the lack of most of the guys they want running it, Matt?
Completely. This has been such a just bad season for injuries. Like every time somebody,
you mean like
rolling,
every Charger season ever in my lifetime?
I was just gonna say yes. Yeah. There's two things I know about the Chargers. They're usually either 14-2 or they're just 8-8 because the entire roster is on the IR.
Yeah, it's just been wild, man. It's like every time, like Amarian Hampton, just kind of like we found it and we're like, holy cow, this is really cool. This is happening. And then he's down because a guy kicked him, like when he was just hitting the edge against Washington. It's so weird. It's severely impacted. They're trying. I'm sure they made the call for Breece Hall. And I think pick compensation was too high. But I think they would have liked to have found maybe somebody a little bit more explosive. Kamani Vidal's been good on the edges. He struggled between the tackles. I thought Jarrett Patterson did a pretty good job last week between the tackles. The good news is for the Chargers is that Kamani has really picked up his pass pro. And if you can't protect, you're not going to be out there. And I think that's sort of why Kimani's getting the majority of these snaps. So it's been tough. It's been really tough between the tackles. It's been a little bit better working the edges. And I think you've seen Greg Roman kind of get out of a lot of gap. And there's a little more outside zone, a little more crack toss in there that have been working sort of better. But, it's not been great. It was great against the Dolphins, but what isn't, right?
Matt Money Smith with us, the play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers. Matt, we have talked today about teams having success against the Steelers defense by getting the ball and then throwing it almost immediately. 2 seconds. Get it out. Will the Chargers do that? Is that something that we've seen in the Justin Herbert repertoire? Because given their tackle problems and the success doing that against the Steelers, it would only make sense for the Chargers to adopt that philosophy Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, they have the personnel to do it. You talked about Keenan. I remember. Was that a Thursday or a Sunday nighter?
Sunday nighter.
Yeah.
I can still see John Bostic just running in quicksand behind him. Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's probably similar, you know, for Sunday. You know, can they take advantage of the middle of the field? Can they take advantage of Patrick Queen? Aronde Gadsden's been a real revelation, yep. And he's been something. And so that's sort of what my vision is. And I don't think that's necessarily those quick hitters, but Greg Roman's really kind of, it's I don't want to say it's surprising. It's just so different than what we saw last year. It's been fun, man. He's getting creative, especially with the routes that he's got Aronde running. So I think that's something that would be a little bit more long developing sort of plays. They haven't done a lot of the quick hit stuff, and you would think they would because Ladd is so good. I mean, he dusts his guys. If you're going to press him, you better be ready. So I think it's there. And I think it's probably in the script. I think we'll know right away. Greg's been really good. Coach Roman's been really good on those like first 10, 15 plays. So I think that'll probably give you an indication. If you see it in there on that first offensive drive, you'll probably know that's something he's going to try to lean on that whole game.
Matt, how much is the lack of quick hit, though, a scheme thing where Roman doesn't put it in there versus, and I say this as somebody who thinks Herbert is just phenomenally talented, probably top two or three pure talent quarterbacks in the league right now, like up there with Allen in my book and probably Lamar. How much of it is Herbert just being a big game hunter who might not take the shorty when it's there because he's looking for something 20 yards downfield? Because I feel like when I watch Chargers games that are national, that gets mentioned once in a while.
Yeah, Chris, you're exactly right. He loves it, man, and he's willing to take the shot. It's funny, like when I was going through the Steelers, you know, film and everything, I was like, this is like almost the opposite, right? Where Aaron's just got that ball is out, man, and you better rally, you better tackle. Herbert's like, whatever, man, I'll take your helmet between my shoulder blades, but I'm going to push this thing 30 yards downfield to Quentin Johnston and see if I can make it work. So, yeah, I think it's a great observation. He doesn't really like quick game. He wants to hold the ball and use that arm and feel like he can escape or he can, you know, you think about the Denver game, just, you know, shaking off two different guys to throw that touchdown to Keenan. That's what he is, man. It's what he likes to do. He's one of the best at it. And I'm sure Coach would love to get him out of that. But you're right. We don't see it. It's not just national games, especially national games, but we really do not see it.
Matt, Mike Tomlin made Jesse Minner, the Chargers defensive coordinator, out to be Russell Crowe from A Beautiful Mind. Like, he's just like the biggest defensive savant of all time. Having watched the Chargers games, like last week, Owe went up against Dan Moore, who we obviously know here, and ate him for breakfast. So is that edge rush going to be a problem? I mean, Broderick Jones has been hit or miss here. Is that still the strength of the Chargers defense, getting a pass rush from the outside?
Yeah, I think you just probably hit the red dot, maybe, you know, is even though you look at the, like when I looked at the pressures, I was like, oh, wow, he's playing all right. And then you just kind of look at the efficiency and you're like, oh, maybe not. And then I saw all the sacks and I'm like, yeah, I could see that. And Jesse will come out with this, you know, we called it the NASCAR package when it was Thule and Morgan Fox on the interior and then Khalil and Joey on the outside. Well, now it's the NASCAR package with Tier Tart and Thule on the interior and Khalil Mack and Owe on the outside. And we really saw that thing humming on Sunday against the Titans. So I think you'll probably see that a little bit. I just, you know, I don't know how effective it can be. I mean, you guys would know better. You tell me, like, it just feels like, man, that ball is out. And unless you're going to get quick pressure, like, to me, I almost feel like Tier Tart might be the guy. I think he's got, you know, and I don't know what's going on with Sam Olo.
He's out.
He's out.
They're going to have their first offensive line change for a game all year on Sunday.
Yep.
So that's probably what I would circle. Tart has such a good get off, man. He has forced so many holding penalties and pressures. I just feel like edges, I don't know. It feels like you really got to get there in a hurry if you're going to get Aaron. So to me, I think it's more Thule and Tier Tart from the interior. And to your point about Jesse, I mean, obviously, you know, that relationship that he and Mike Tomlin have. I mean, Jesse adores the guy. I've talked to him about Coach Tomlin a few times, and just what he thinks of him and how important he was to his coaching career. So I think that's probably a little reciprocal between the two of them and mentor mentee kind of deal. But Jesse's great about just, there's six guys on the line of scrimmage and you don't know which four are rushing. Sometimes it'll be three on one side and you're naked on the other and the quarterback just can't figure it out in time.
But they don't blitz really a lot, good. Right? They're not sending five, six, seven guys, right, Matt? They're basically sending four on every play. It's just who you got to pick at the four.
Pretty much. They do not blitz a lot. And at times that can get frustrating because they have given up big plays. You know, when they don't get home, they, especially with Tarheed Steele, who's their best cover corner out, you know, was out last week and he'll be out again this week. You're going to have an undrafted free agent rookie playing the slot probably in Nico Reed. So I think that's, I don't want to say it's been a point of frustration, but just a point of curiosity. Like, man, I feel like you might have to blitz a little bit more. And he's really good at bringing blitzes from Dayon or from Derwin or from Tarheed was doing it a lot. Elijah Molden will get in there. Like, you don't quite know where it's coming from. And to me, it's so effective, but he just doesn't really like doing it. For him, and I'm anxious to see if he does it more with Aaron Rodgers, just because, you know, Rodgers has seen everything. You know, he likes to cloud that picture and make it a little foggy for some of these quarterbacks, and you're not doing that to Aaron Rodgers.
Matt, did the Chargers figure out how to defend the run the last two games? Have they fixed their problems on that side of the ball?
Ah, man. I would be apt to say, let's see. Tony Pollard was still gashing him pretty good on that opening drive and when they needed him. And I think kind of the one thing the Chargers do really, really well is, you know, they're another one of these defenses that's going to, you're not going to get explosives. You're going to need 8, 12 13 play drives to score a touchdown. And sooner or later, they get you off schedule. They get you off schedule with a hold. They get you off schedule with a loss on one of these downs. So it's 3rd and 7. And when that happens, is when Jesse really starts cooking. But yeah, I would almost be apt to say no. I don't think they've quite fixed that run defense issue yet. Now, if Deshaun Hand, whose practice window opened, is back, he was really kind of the straw that stirred the drink and had that thing working. So that would probably go a long way. And their rookie third rounder, Jamari Caldwell, has been really good. He's probably been their best interior run defender. So they're getting gashed on the edges, man. Too often, and I think that's a big reason why they went and got Owe. Was just, hey, can we throw something else at it? We got guys getting collapsed, and that edge is getting attacked. It's been better with Khalil back. But yeah, I'd like to see it in this game, as much respect as I have for Jaylen Warren.
Matt, give me a grade for Dante Jackson, the former Steelers corner for the Chargers at the halfway point of the season.
I'd say gentleman's C+. With, you know, maybe
I've heard of a gentleman's sweep being a 5-gamer. I can honestly say, can you elaborate on a gentleman's C+ for
that's
us?
I'm the play-by-play voice of the Chargers, so let me see how I can answer that question as diplomatically as possible.
Exactly. I think it's I think there have been some, you know, that he's dropped a couple interceptions. That's what he's known for. And it's like, hey, man, if you're going to gamble, you got to secure those. And so I think that's the one thing that we thought we would see more of. But he's been solid. So I think, you know, let's give him a B-. You know, you're passing. You're not embarrassed to show it to your mom and dad. You're like, yeah, it was a tough class, but I've made it through. I think for me, the exciting matchup defensively is going to be Cam Hart and DK. Cam Hart likes playing physical, man. He really likes mixing it up. And he's a big dude and he's a strong guy. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that can get into it with DK, but I know Cam's going to try. So I'm sort of anxious to see how that goes. And I guess because I haven't really mentioned Dante Jackson a lot, I guess maybe he deserves a little bit of a better grade. They're not really throwing at him a whole lot.
Just for the record, Matt, B-, you might be normally able to put them on your fridge, but when you're like me and your mom was your 7th and 8th grade teacher at your school.
Not good.
Those parent-teacher conferences sucked. Because they happened at my dinner table. It was my mom showing my dad a C in religion class and my dad going, what were you doing? And I would say sleeping, and that wasn't the right answer.
And my mom was a bohemian pothead who probably wanted to use that report card as rolling paper, Matt. So there you go.
See, that's why you're so successful. Both ends of the spectrum, man. You need oil and water. You guys got it.
Hey, Matt, you're a legend in this business. Thanks for giving us some time today, man. Be well.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Stop it. Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks, Chris.
There you go. Matt Money Smith. The play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I've known of him for a very long time. That's one of those voices that, yeah, I mean.
NFL Network for a while, too.
Yeah.
Just like Andrew Siciliano, who I don't think liked us as much.
Yeah, that was, as far as NFL Network alums that we've interviewed for the other side, there's two ends of that spectrum, too. This one and Siciliano.
All right, so we end our Steelers-Chargers PM Team Power Hour with picks next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.